You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry.
Oh, and now for the 15-minute opening cutscene. I forgot how awesome Donkey Kong 64 is.
Twitch. It's a platform that's home to millions of users who live stream on their own channels and interact in real time with viewers. It's a great way to connect. But Twitch is also host to some very real problems. Recently, a number of Black content creators on the platform began speaking out against the hate raids that they've experienced. Now, a hate raid is when a creator's chat is flooded with racist, hateful language targeting them because they belong to a marginalized group. And the situation has gotten so bad that several Black Twitch content creators have decided enough is enough. They started a hashtag, #TwitchDoBetter, and they've also organized a protest set for Wednesday. They're calling it a day off Twitch. For more on the Twitch boycott, I turn to
Raven. I am a content creator and activist on Twitch.
So, hi, welcome. If you're new here, oh boy. It is I, your friendly neighborhood Cthulhu.
Raven, or Wreck-It Raven, told The Takeaway about the hate she's experienced on Twitch and how the campaign of #TwitchDoBetter has taken off.
So hate on the platform is not new. That has always been there, but they used to be classified as trolls. And trolls are somebody who kind of just come in, say something out the side of their neck, if you will, and get banned, and that's the end of it. That's always been a thing. But over the course of the last 4 years, since racism became acceptable, people have gotten really brazen. I've had people come in, you know, with bots. Basically, it's usually one or two people who program a bunch of bots to bypass security measures that are put in place and just spam a broadcaster's chat with very inflammatory, derogatory language. That has been on the uptick. I happen to be a Black person that likes alternative clothing and music. So the first thing that I saw at the very beginning of this was a bunch of bot accounts coming into my chat and saying, hey, is a Black goth a gigger?
Wait, they called her a what? And there's plenty of other racist rhetoric she's heard. Oh, child. I mean, that's a lot to have to deal with when you're on a platform just trying to have a little fun.
So I was taken aback because it was very, very, very pointed. Somebody had sought me out to attack my identity in multiple facets in a single message. So I had basically taken a clip of that, which is about 30 seconds to a minute, and I shared it on Twitter. And that kind of gained a little bit of traction. A week later, same thing happened, except now they were saying things like, this channel is being taken over by the KKK.
So this seems like a pervasive problem. Raven told us more about how she's tried pressing forward.
So again, I clipped that and I sent that out into the Twitterverse, if you will. And that took off even more. And then the day after, I saw somebody else post a screenshot of the same racist rhetoric in their channel. And I was done. I had enough. We should not be having to deal with that in a space that, you know, is supposed to be diverse and inclusive. And so I had quote tweeted that particular person and it was like, Twitch, this is enough. We should not be doing this. And I put in the #TwitchDoBetter and I pushed it and it took off. And I could not have expected it to take off as much as it has.
Fortunately, Twitch did not completely ignore Raven and her fellow activists.
Twitch has responded to me. We actually had a meeting about it, and there's a lot of stuff that I cannot disclose at this time. But I will say the team that I met with does care, and I am grateful for that. But it's not going to stop me from being proactive in trying to achieve this change. One conversation with Twitch is not enough. So a day off Twitch is still going to continue.
Listen, I know that's right. My dad always says the struggle continues. And what Raven told us is that although Twitch responded to her, they also took their time.
When Twitch Do Better started taking off, it took them a couple of days to actually put out a tweet that was not received well by many people, because unfortunately, there is a lot of trust that has been eroded over time due to their lack of communication or due to them saying one thing and not providing it in action. So when I did speak with them, what I can say is that they are planning on fixing things and they are working as quickly as they can. A lot of it is not wanting the people who are responsible for this to have a key to a lock that's not even ready. Because these people who are doing these things are smarter than a lot of people are giving them credit for.
Now that makes sense. However Twitch is choosing to address this problem, it's understandable to keep it under wraps. It's not only Black content creators who have been subjected to hate raids and harmful rhetoric.
I know there's a couple of thousand people who are partaking in this event. I know a lot of them are marginalized people, being Black or, you know, Latinx or Asian or what have you. And a lot of them are, you know, part of the LGBTQIA2+ community. A lot of, you know, transgender people are taking off because they have been targeted just as bad.
Raven and her fellow activists intend to push on, even in the face of some pushback from other content creators on the platform.
They're has been a lot of, you know, pushback from some bigger creators. And, you know, there are other creators who are asking questions like, well, why is this going to work? And, you know, these are valid opinions to have. But I think, unfortunately, the momentum of the movement did get squandered a little bit. We're still going to push forward. And I will say, we know that a single day off Twitch isn't going to fix everything. We don't expect that. I think there's a lot of little subtleties and nuances that people are overlooking. Mainly the solidarity behind the movement, I think, is major. The fact that it has gained traction, the fact that, you know, there are worldwide news outlets and media outlets who have picked up and reported on this story. Don't count us out.
We asked Raven for one piece of advice she wants to give to other younger content creators who may be scared because of the recent hate raids and harmful rhetoric on Twitch.
I think the biggest thing is nobody can take away who you are, no matter how hard they try. I think that a lot of where this is coming from is jealousy and anger, and that's on them. But you can have a community that is supporting and loving and will lift you up just as you lift others up. I think if you are afraid, you're allowed to be, but don't let fear control you, because you know who you are. And that, at the end of the day, is going to be the most important thing.
My thanks to Raven for joining us and her work around protecting marginalized folks online. Now, we reached out to Twitch for the story, and they did send us a comment saying they are, quote, working hard on improved channel-level ban evasion detection and additional account improvements to help make Twitch a safer place for creators. You can find their full response online at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.